Welcome to the City Current Radio Show, focused on sharing and powering the good in our community. This show takes an in-depth look at the heartbeat of the Mid-South, the organizations and individuals leading by example to fuel change, and how we can make a difference. Now, here's your host, City Current President Jeremy Park.
Welcome to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. As always, we're honored to bring you inspiring stories of individuals, organizations, outpowering the good, making a difference in our community. We're honored to be joined by our first guest, an amazing woman out doing so much good in our community, her and her whole team. We have the Tennessee First Lady, Maria Lee. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Jeremy.
Absolutely. So we've been honored. You've been personally involved in some of our efforts like Samaritan's Feet, where we've washed kids' feet, given new socks and shoes. Service is a huge part of your platform. You have Tennessee Serves that is really all geared around volunteerism, engagement, making a difference, and giving back. Let's start there. Give listeners a little idea of just Tennessee Serves, what that encompasses, because at this point, we've got a year anniversary to celebrate.
We do. It's hard to believe it's been a year. But Tennessee Serves is the initiative my team and I are involved in. And it's our heart is just that others would be able to get out and serve, that they would see us serving, that we would be an example of service to those in our community, and hopefully inspire and mobilize others to get out and serve. There's already so many great organizations and nonprofits all across our state who are doing wonderful work in serving the needs of those across our state. And so we want to highlight those people too and bring awareness to them so that people can get involved and serve in those nonprofits.
I think that's what's really neat is following you on social media. You yourself and your team, you're out there physically serving, even right now where you're wearing the masks and the gloves and the social distancing. So that hasn't slowed you down in terms of being able to go out there. And so to your point, you get to see how easy it is and how fun, because you always have a smile on your face to serve. At the same time, you're highlighting those organizations and raising awareness for the nonprofits. So you're actually engaging and recruiting more volunteers, but you're also helping to raise awareness for the nonprofits. So I think that's a really neat way to be a role model for others. Like, here's how easy it is. You get to get involved and you can help raise awareness for these nonprofits.
Yeah, and it really is easy. And there, it's so many nonprofits are so well run that, I mean, if you just go on their website and sign up to volunteer, it is effortless. You just show up and they have it all laid out for you what to do and how to do it. And I do think people's hearts are to serve. And I think people do want to help others. Sometimes they just don't know where or how to get involved. And our hope is to bring, you know, light to nonprofits across the state so that people in any part of our state can go, oh, I didn't even know that nonprofit was around the corner from me. I'd love to get involved in that. And so yeah. That is part of our heart, is to shine a light on the nonprofits who are already doing a great job all across our state.
Talk about what you're seeing in terms of the creativity. I know that there's always a need, and now more than ever, when you look at what we're facing, and obviously there in Middle Tennessee, two tornadoes. So yeah. You've got physical darkness and devastation to try to rebuild. Right. But you also too get to see the light of people coming out. And then you obviously have the coronavirus and COVID-19, which is causing a lot of issues as well. How are you seeing organizations and individuals adapt to be able to still do what we need to do to get results?
Yeah, being around some of these nonprofits who have just done a tremendous job in adapting to the guidelines and being able to still recruit volunteers, because they need volunteers in order to help the people that they serve. They need people to serve them. But they have, you know, multiple ones have followed the guidelines as far as masks and gloves. They limit their volunteer groups to just 10 people. They keep the safe distance between the volunteers during that time and have people come in shifts of 2 or 3 hours, and then a new group comes in. And others are doing things from home where you can get a list of names, in particular, such as elderly or disabled who can't get out and for whom services may have had to be cut off for a while as far as house cleaning or bringing meals. And so you can get a list of those names and call from your own home to help. So the nonprofits have been great as far as adapting to this COVID-19 scenario that we find ourselves in.
One of the things to me about service is it's a huge opportunity for you to get connected to your community, but to also build relationships. And I think relationships are really what make any community special. You move maybe for opportunities to that community, but ultimately the friendships that you create, the relationships you create, is what keeps you there and makes you feel like you're a part of something special. Talk about how serving in the community and the volunteerism has created new relationships for you, and how you see the relational element of this unfolding.
It's interesting because, you know, we've served with some of the same nonprofits multiple times. And so you build a relationship with the people there in those nonprofits. And then when they need help, they know they can call on us or let us know what their needs are and we can get them out there. But also the people that you end up serving, you develop relationships with. And when you have that relationship, I think people realize that you're not just coming one time and then it's done and it's a feel-good kind of experience. They realize, hey, you've been here before and I think you really do care about me. And then they start opening up to you and sharing their heart and trusting you. And, you know, that's invaluable. People are made for relationship. And so when you're able to get out and serve them and they really see that you do care because you're coming back again and again, there's real value to that in being consistent and being ongoing and, you know, something that doesn't happen just once, but continues.
Share where you think, because as you mentioned, people don't realize how easy it is to volunteer. And so many of these organizations, they're very easy to access, both the executive director, the volunteer coordinator, communications. You can easily reach out to any of them. And so many of them have it on their website in terms of volunteer opportunities, ways you can get engaged. But I don't think people realize just how easy it is, and that the fact that these organizations really do rely on volunteers and they want you to reach out and raise your hand and just say, hey, I want to be a part of this to help. Share maybe, you know, how easy it is or what your words of encouragement would be to those who haven't volunteered yet, but feel that nudge in their heart. Where would they start?
Yeah, they can go to our website. We have a list of nonprofits on our website that we have either worked with personally or vetted and know are doing great works across the state. But just get involved. Find an interest. What are you interested in? What's your passion? Find a nonprofit that fits your interests and your skill levels. And all of these nonprofits that we've worked with so far, they make it so easy. You just sign up. You tell them when you want to come, what you can do. It's effortless. You show up and it's already there waiting for you to just dive in. So whether it's packing bags for kids who are home and need extra meals during this time, you know, or packing boxes to ship overseas to military. There are so many organizations that have the supplies and they just need people to put them together. And there are so many people who rely on the nonprofits and the services of the nonprofits that nonprofits really, the lifeline for them are their volunteers. And in this time of, you know, social distancing and staying home, they still need volunteers in order to be able to serve the ones that really need the help. So I just say, find something you're interested in, whether it's elderly or veterans or children, and get involved in a nonprofit. If you just call them, they'll plug you in and it will be so effortless and easy. You'll go back.
Yeah, and I think it is one of those that we talk about it on the show all the time, is that the great Gandhi quote, you find yourself in the service of others. But it really is true. The more you serve others, the more you learn about yourself and the more that you grow as a person. And that's physically, spiritually, your career, professionally. Like, there's so many different things that you get out of serving others that it really is so extremely worthwhile, and the power that it generates both in the community, but for yourself as well.
That's so true.
I'm not going to ask you to pick any of your favorite nonprofits because that would be impossible, like picking your favorite child, but give us maybe one or two just either neat moments that recently have stood out to you or just some, you know, good experiences that you've had just to that put a smile on your face.
You know, just here of late is putting together fuel packs for kids that is just basically a big Ziploc bag that has, you know, a few items that we would take for granted, but for some kids who are home without necessarily having a meal every day, this is life to them. And just the tornadoes, we went out the next day and a bunch of friends of mine packed lunches. We all made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We had 700 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and chips and a bag and a drink in less than 24 hours. And we handed them out and people couldn't believe it. And, you know, really what they wanted was to be able to share their heart and their story right after their tornado. That it was almost like they were just glad somebody was there to hear their heart. And then I have to say, no, Samaritan's Feet has worked with you all, and that's where I got to connect with that nonprofit. And having a one-on-one with a kid who may not have socks or holes in their shoes, to be able to sit down and wash their feet and share the love of Christ with them, and then hand them a pair of new socks and shoes, that puts a smile on your face and tears in your eyes. So absolutely, there's so many great, great organizations out there that if you just jump in with them, you're going to be blessed.
And I think too, that sometimes we have an opportunity, or we tend to overcomplicate things, and you don't realize that in many cases, doing something for one other person, you know, you as one person can make a huge difference by taking small steps. And so realizing that it just starts with raising your hand and showing up, and all of a sudden really good things will happen. So Saturday, May 16th was Tennessee's Day of Service. And so there's a lot that goes into what you're doing all throughout the year. Talk about, you know, just in general, some of the major things that you are looking to accomplish from a goals perspective with Tennessee Serves.
I think when we look back on this in a few years, if we can have been an inspiration, an example of service that inspires others to get out and serve, I feel like we will have accomplished great things. If we are able to highlight nonprofits that people may not have known about right in their own community, and that they get involved with them and bring more volunteers to those nonprofits, I think we will have been a success. You know, down the road, we hope to be able to have some projects of our own that we can go into a community and say, what do you need? We can help, and draw people from that community to volunteer to accomplish what it is that community needs, then we will have been a success.
And I think that's kind of a logical next question, is how do we help? I know that you have the website. We'll mention that again as we wrap up. That's an easy opportunity for us to raise our hand and to get plugged in. But as you start looking, especially at that sort of scope where it's like we want to be able to come in and create synergy, but also to pull in all of these different resources and stakeholders to really be able to create positive change, what are some ways that all of us can help you and be a part of that effort?
You know, I think sometimes when people look at service, they think I need to get out and do something. And that, of course, is a big part of serving, hands-on. But people are gifted in all different ways, and people have time to get out. Others don't. People have treasure and finances to get out and to send in so that others can get out and help. And then others have talents that people are looking for that others may not have. And so, you know, the time, talent, and treasure model, whatever it is that you have of those three, nonprofits across our state are looking for all of them. And you know, evaluate what it is that you have to give, and then plug in somewhere to give it.
And I think that brings up a great point too, is for those that do have certain experiences, expertise, whether it's legal, operations, finance, there's so many ways you can align what you're good at and what you're passionate about with helping those nonprofits who desperately do need that guidance and that help. And so there's so many ways, like you said, whether it's a financial contribution, your time physically out serving, or even your experience and your resources, and even different, whether it's conference rooms, camera equipment, everything, there's small ways that everyone can help. And it's not hard. Like you said, it's very, very easy. Just raise your hand.
Yes. And anything that might stop you in your tracks of making that phone call, I say just make that phone call into a nonprofit, and you'll never regret it.
Absolutely. So wrap up and tell them again the website, where to go to, one, follow you and your efforts, but two, to make it easy to get out and serve.
Yeah, tn.gov/First Lady is our website, and you'll find a list of ways to help and nonprofits that are on there where you can find one that fits what you're interested in. And each month we put out a monthly challenge and focus on a certain group, whether it's elderly or veterans or homeless or foster children. So we just say, get involved, get it, plug in, and take that step.
Well, Tennessee First Lady Maria Lee, thank you for all you do. You and your team are amazing. We greatly appreciate your heart of service, the difference you're making. Thank you for coming on the show as well. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for all that City Current does for Middle Tennessee and Memphis. Thank you.
Thank you. Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance is proud to power the City Current Radio Show. Our mission at Lipscomb and Pitts Insurance is to protect your business, employees, and family while enriching and impacting our community. As the Mid-South's largest privately held insurance agency, Lipscomb and Pitts worked with over 200 different insurance providers offering commercial, employee benefits, and personal insurance. If you're looking for a relationship based on performance, call 321-1000 or visit lpinsurance.com.